White text appears over a gradient of colors. Logo, Tubi Originals. A white square folds into an origami airplane. Logo, Cartel. A blonde woman with tear-streaked mascara running down her face sits in front of a camera.
How do I feel? I feel...
The view shows a camera recording box around her face as she looks at us.
Embarrassed. Exposed. I put myself out there for him tonight. You come on a show like this thinking you're gonna find your happily ever after, but instead it's just your own personal hell.
She weeps into her hands, then throws her hair back from her face with an emotionless expression.
Will that work? Because I can do that again. Do you need more tears, heartbreak, whatever you need?
The woman looks around behind the video camera stood before her on a tripod.
Hello?
She sits alone in a dark, hazy room. A candle-lit ornamental table sits behind her as a backdrop.
Hello?
Now, she comes out of the room in a long blue gown and closes the door as she enters a dark hallway.
And back to one.
Hello? Hello?
She steps slowly through the hall in tall, strappy heels.
Is anybody there? Guess I'm wrapped.
The blonde woman steps into a dressing room, still looking around curiously. She sits at a vanity and checks her reflection in a mirror lined with bright bulbs. She dabs at her mascara-streaked face with a towelette and touches up her dark pink lipstick with a pencil. As she taps the pencil over her lips, looking intently into the mirror, a dark figure enters the room behind her. The door opens to a soft red glow behind a silhouette of a person, and they close the door as they step in. As the figure appears in the mirror behind her, the woman looks up with wide eyes. The figure raises a pair of scissors and stabs them into the side of the woman's head. She looks at us with dead eyes, one leaking thick red blood as more blood spurts from her wound. Her head falls to the table with the scissors protruding from her ear. A title appears, The Final Rose. A series of shots show a rocky coastline, seals on a rock, and waves crashing. On set of a media production, a couple cut the hair on two large doll heads.
Oh no, sorry.
No, I'm gonna save it,
I could do some real work on your guys. You should get one of these wigs.
Oh, am I next? Oh my god.
You know, I don't think it takes a hairstylist to see that Fret has a lot of layers, and I'm really excited to discover what's underneath.
So cute.
In a dark living room, a brunette woman sips wine as she shakes her head at the show on her TV.
Falling in love with him. And a man that knows his way around a pair of scissors usually knows his way around a few other things too.
The woman gets up from her couch and grabs a baseball bat as she approaches her front door. The door swings open and a little girl jumps in, grinning with chocolate on her face. A man waits behind her.
Did we get you?
Absolutely not.
I think we need an impartial third party to make a ruling. Layla?
We got you bad, Mom.
Well, I think this impartial third party needs to go to bed.
Hey, don't blame me. It was her idea.
Tell Tito Gabe thank you and go brush your teeth.
Huggies. Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The adults sit on opposite sides of the couch as Layla struts away.
Thanks again for watching her.
Yeah, no worries. I'm guessing the date didn't happen.
Men magically disappear when they learn that I'm a mother.
Again? I'm sorry, Jess.
He looks to the show on TV.
Is show still a thing?
It's just background noise. You know, I don't really watch that trash.
The guy folds a blanket as she gets up, clearing the coffee table.
You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your room growing up. You've always lived in filth.
No one needs to know that.
Are you or someone you know looking for love? Open casting has begun for the historic 25th season of Love at Last. Send us a photo and application today to join us on Oxley Island and begin your next journey for love.
You got any other days lined up soon?
No. Why? You know someone?
Maybe.
He glances back to the TV with a thoughtful look. In the daytime on set of Love at Last, a woman carries a tray of coffee cups into a meeting room. A tall man in a blue button-up motions to the table as the woman holds out his coffee.
That goes there. Patrick? What's the word on security? Network is all up in my ass about leaks. But this season's gonna be the most dramatic one yet. It needs to be on TV, don't you think, and not on some jackass's blog?
Yeah, I gotta call with the guys. They will have a security team there 2 days before the crew.
Make sure that happens.
Oh, with the oat milk, did you pour it in or stir it in?
I just fucking with you, relax.
The young redhead grins at the coffee girl who rolls her eyes walking away.
Nikki, you said you had some ideas for some day one drama?
Oh, yeah, so we're gonna tell the girls that there aren't enough rooms, so they're gonna have to share. I've already arranged to put the drama queens together.
Love it. Oh, one other thing. I got a call this morning that Nicole left. She booked a recurring on a network soap, so she's out for the season. We got a spot to fill. Any ideas?
Patrick, a young guy with glasses, bends over some files.
Doesn't need to be pretty. We just need a body.
Okay.
Nikki shuffles through them.
Oh, here's one from the slush pile. Jess Rose, age 31, single mom, divorced, Filipino-American. Would be great for the diversity push.
That's an easy intro package. I could put that together this weekend.
Fine. But this is network TV, so keep the film school shit to yourself. Call the suits at the network, have them push this through. They owe me one.
The boss walks away as Nikki passes Patrick Jess's file absently as she types. Patrick scans the file.
Her brother submitted her. Does she even want to be here?
Who cares?
Now, on a nature walk outside, Layla licks an ice cream cone as Jess and her brother walk along behind her.
I'm gonna kill you.
You're gonna thank me.
Look, I'm not going. I never asked you to sign me up. Reality shows are for crazy people.
You watch them all the time.
Yeah, from judging them from the safety of my couch.
Most people would kill to be in your position. What are you scared of?
Public humiliation. Being apart from Layla. Becoming a meme. I don't know. Heartbreak?
Doesn't it pay like $1,000 a day? Worry about your heartbreak later. Your daughter is not a cheap date.
Oh, shit.
Layla drops her ice cream.
Where does she learn that word from?
I don't know.
Here, have mine.
Jess hands Layla her cone.
I just want Layla to have everything she needs.
What's that supposed to mean?
Her brother shrugs as Jess holds Layla's shoulders, giving him an offended look. Later in Layla's room.
Mom?
Yes, Anna, cool.
Can Tito Gabe come over tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, but soon.
Why not?
I think you like Tito Gabe because he keeps giving you sugar.
He gives me piggyback rides like Dad did.
Jess smiles sadly at Layla in bed.
You miss your dad?
Layla turns onto her side, facing away from her mom. Jess looks away thoughtfully, then adjusts the covers over Layla. She clicks off the bedside lamp. Jess gets up from her chair next to the bed as a nightlight shines blue star shapes over the room. Now, in the living room, the soft glow of the TV shines over Jess as she looks down at a Love at Last welcome folder in her hands. She flips it open to a picture of the luxurious estate. She lifts her phone to her ear with a frown.
Hey, Gabe. Do you mind babysitting for a bit?
A series of shots show the California coastline as teal blue waves crash over the rocks. Now, at the Love at Last estate, Nikki and Patrick greet a van full of women. Jess comes around from the back of the group, standing awkwardly with her welcome folder.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Welcome to the Love at Last mansion. We are so glad to have you here competing in this historic season. I'm Nikki, one of the field producers.
And I'm Patrick. We're very excited to get this production started, but first, some ground rules.
Don't fuck the help.
Yes, your contracts do include a no fraternization clause. You're here for your beau and no one else. Also, and perhaps more importantly, when there are no cameras around, you are on ice. Save all the juicy drama for the fans out there.
In that spirit, a PA is going to be coming around and collecting all your phones.
Instead, production has provided you with these show-approved devices.
So feel free to take as many selfies, photos, videos, whatever you want. And our numbers are programmed in, so you can send everything our way. You'll also have access to the Love at Last social media app, so our publicity team can start generating a buzz for this season.
Jess raises a hand.
Will we be able to call our families?
A woman sneers at her.
Like who? Your parents?
No. My daughter.
Patrick glances back at Nikki and she blinks, furrowing her brow.
No.
No.
No, that's not allowed.
Inside, they carry luggage.
You sure you don't need any help?
No, not at all. Thank you, though. I'm Jess, by the way.
I know. I'm Maya.
So what do you do here, Maya?
I'm a production assistant. Just kind of run around, do whatever the show needs.
That's so cool. I mean, what a fun world to work in. So what do you want to do, like, long term?
Excuse me?
Like, producer, writer, director?
Sorry, no one's ever asked me that before.
Seriously?
This is you. I'll start at the end of the hall.
Thank you so much, Maya.
I want to be a director.
I'll put in the good word for you.
The coffee girl, Maya, steps away smiling down the hall. Jess pushes her bedroom door open. She heaves her two bags of luggage into the room furnished with an ornate bed, zebra chairs, and a TV monitor. A woman in a cropped maroon blouse and a tiara comes in behind Jess.
What are you doing here? Oh, they told me this was my room. This is my room. Someone royally fucked up. My contract clearly stated that I have to have a garden view. Well, there are two beds, so maybe we're roommates? definitely not for long. Oh, and keep to your side of the room. I don't want my clothes to smell.
She steps out of the room, leaving Jess looking dumbstruck. Jess lifts her bag onto a much smaller twin bed with a simple metal frame. She unzips her suitcase and takes out a framed photo of Layla.
What is it? I'm so sorry. Can you help me with this? Yes. Come in. Oh, you're a lifesaver. I couldn't find anyone to help. The girls here are scary.
Tell me about it. I think my roommate already hates me.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. I'm Chloe. Jess. Nice to meet you. You know, my room's a little lonely. Do you want to get ready together?
Yes, of course. You know, you're actually the first person on this entire island that
A man films them through a window.
I'm sorry. I'm still getting used to that.
Same here.
Oh. Okay, let's go. Oh, let me grab my dress.
Jess grabs a dress and follows Chloe. Outside, producers sit by a monitor.
What are we doing, Mike?
All right, we're on intent.
Tape rolling?
Yeah, we're already speeding, right? Can you pull that mic? Thanks.
Oh, hello, lambs.
Welcome to the slaughter.
A gray-haired man enters.
Hey, guys. Want to let you know that I'm here.
Hi, Lance.
Hey, Lance.
Also, break a leg this season. I know it's a big one.
Thanks so much, Lance.
Yeah, we'll do, Lance.
I had some ideas about how to make this season really dramatic.
Lance reclines in a director's chair.
There was this production of Cyrano de Bergerac on the West End.
Yeah.
That just in-
Hey, Lance, okay. Why don't we get you hair and makeup, okay?
All right, well, think about it.
Yeah.
There's magic when you allow everyone to spontaneously-
Yeah, wardrobe's ready 20? For you.
Nikki leads him away.
Look, I think this needs a battery.
Hey, everybody. We ready in 5?
Now, Jess and Chloe lead the pack.
Oh my gosh. It just hit me. We're finally gonna meet the boat. Am I blushing?
I think it's just a little sunburn.
Oh no, seriously?
Jess offers Chloe a bottle of sunblock.
Here, you can keep this.
Women wait behind them in gowns.
Crap, will you be my mom?
Chloe tucks her long blonde hair behind her ear.
Oh, you know, I don't get it. Why do they keep the boat a secret? I mean, what if we don't like him? Do we just pretend?
A redhead eyes her quizzically.
Oh, what do you mean? He's the beau. We're here to win.
And we're picked according to his preferences, so we know we're his type.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm saying. What if the feeling's just not mutual?
Chloe and the redhead share a smile.
You're funny.
Jess smiles politely and looks away with a tight brow. Now, in the production tent.
All right, I'm ready to meet our dashing prince. Package ready?
Yeah, I got it from Post last night. I think you're gonna like it.
Great. You wanna go ahead and put it on the monitor?
Yeah, Mike.
She snaps at an assistant.
There you go.
Now, blue waves roll onto a beach as a handsome man in jeans and sandals strolls in slow motion kicking up sand. He looks out to the ocean as his well-styled brown hair bounces with each step.
My name is Garrett Dalton. I'm 31 years old, and I'm
looking to find love at last.
Life is complex, like a puzzle. And I'm just looking for someone to help me put the pieces together.
He smolders at us.
But that doesn't mean we can't have some fun.
I dance like a dork. I love superhero movies, and I am obsessed with The Office. I like giving back. My nonprofit, Kids and Crypto, teaches underprivileged youth how to mine their own Bitcoin.
A shot shows him leaning over two young girls as they type on laptops.
I'm looking for the one who is gonna stand by me for the rest of my life. Who's gonna cherish my heart.
He lifts a golden poodle in the air.
And who's gonna love me for who I am.
He lifts his muscular body from a pool as his gaze slowly turns to us. Now, outside of the estate, Garrett and Lance wear suits as they stand with production crew.
Apple box! Sorry. What the fuck?
Sorry.
Yo.
Don't let it happen again.
Nikki and the boss watch from the tent.
America loves this shit.
It paid for a half a boat.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
Yeah. So Garrett, how are you feeling?
Are we rolling?
No, just checking in.
Oh, please stop talking to me.
Lance holds up an unnoticed fist bump.
Better get it.
Through a recording lens, Garrett snorts something from a vial.
It's off again.
Thus.
Keeps falling off.
Thus.
About to roll, it's locking up, people.
Thus. Better get it.
Ready in 3, 2.
Welcome back, lovers, to our 25th season of Love at Last.
Here on beautiful Oxley Island. I'm your host, Lance Mulvey, and I'm standing here with this season's
beau, Garrett Dalton. So, Garrett, how are you feeling?
I gotta be honest with you, Lance. I'm nervous. I mean, my future wife is out there tonight. I just hope I don't embarrass myself.
Ah, impossible, Garrett. You'll be fine. All you gotta do is put on a smile and stand tall.
The boss snickers and Nikki glances from the monitor smirking.
He deserved it.
Lance, we're good to go. Bring on the contestants.
So are you ready to meet the ladies?
I am.
Elsewhere, the women wait.
I look terrible. How do I look? Do I look trashy?
No, you look beautiful. He's gonna love you.
Thank you. You look great too.
Madison Butler, you're first.
The sneering woman with bangs steps up.
Oh my lord.
Wow.
She adjusts her dress, sets her face in a kind smile, and steps forward.
They're all yours.
Lance steps back into the house as Garrett takes a deep breath. He steps down, dropping his smile as an assistant removes a step stool from where he stood next to Lance, then fixes his camera smile again.
Wow. We can call it off. I think I found her.
Hi.
We're done.
Madison smiles at him.
I knew you were cute, but I didn't know you were funny.
Do I know you from somewhere?
Maybe your dreams?
Through a recording lens, Madison whispers in his ear, then lingers her hands on his chest as she pulls away. She steps inside as Garrett mouths in amazement. He speaks into his jacket collar.
Nice job with that one, Bill.
Looks like we found this season's villain.
Yeah, girls are gonna see right through what she's doing.
But he won't.
Nikki and Bill share a thoughtful look.
Didn't know you had it in you.
She smiles proudly at him.
There's hope for you yet.
Through a recording lens, Garrett waits at the door as a tall woman in a blue dress comes over.
I'm Katie.
Oh, hi.
They hug awkwardly.
I am so excited to get to know you and your story.
It's too good.
Hey, cut to the wide. America needs to see this. I'll see you inside.
Okay.
Garrett hastily tugs at his collar.
Get her out of here or I walk.
All right, fine with me. We had our fun.
All right, I'll take the giraffe to holding.
God. Nikki steps out of the tent.
Jess Rose? You're up.
You're gonna kill it.
Jess smiles uncertainly at Chloe, then approaches Garrett.
Hi. Jess.
Hi.
She looks down nervously and smiles at him.
You okay?
Yeah, totally. I just can't believe this is all happening.
Don't worry. You look beautiful. I can't wait to get to know you and hear more about your daughter.
How did you know?
I know looking for love again can be scary, but I want you to know I totally respect your journey here, and I think you are so brave.
She winces slightly.
That is so sweet. Thank you.
A series of shots show the rest of the women greeting Garrett.
You look beautiful.
Chloe.
Chloe, good to meet you. Beautiful. Oh, we have a dancer. I'll see you inside.
Beautiful.
Thank you for
the cameras aren't even here. Pizza. For me, I love the dress.
Good to meet you, Garrett.
Garrett spins around exhaustedly after the last woman and dips out of the shot. Later in the house, the women drink in a lounge. Lance strolls in, bright-eyed.
Are we having fun tonight, ladies? The first cocktail party of the season is upon us. This is your chance to get some time with your beau. So be intentional, because not everyone will make it through this night.
Garrett comes in holding a drink.
Here is to a new and exciting season. I can't wait to get to know you all inside and out. Cheers.
They all raise a glass. A series of shots through a recording lens show Garrett sitting with two women in his arms. He kisses Madison passionately on the lips as she strokes his face. Chloe speaks to him animatedly, and Bill watches from his director's chair. Jess shakes anxiously alone in a chair as Garrett comes to sit by her. She smiles faintly and turns to him as another woman leans over grabbing his attention and pulls him away. Jess smiles awkwardly, standing as he goes. Her face falls as she shifts seats and takes a deep breath. Someone hands her a champagne glass of an amber drink and she takes it with a side smile. She takes a long sip as the scene changes. Now, under a turning disco ball, in a candle-lit room, the women stand in a group. Garrett steps up to them as the filming crew hovers on the right with a mic and camera.
Ladies, I had such an incredible time getting to know you all. Thank you for sharing your hearts with me. That said, I didn't get a chance to talk with everyone tonight, and that's not okay. So, for now...
He scans them dramatically.
No one's going home, and I look forward to one more week getting to know all of you here on Love at Last.
All right, that's a wrap on the day, everybody. Thank you.
Chloe hugs Jess, and they both grin. Garrett brushes Jess's arm.
Oh, can you believe it? Also, can you see my pit stains? I was literally dying up there.
You're fine.
Hey, don't worry. We're going to get our time, okay?
Okay.
Come find me.
Hey.
Jess's roommate splashes a drink over her front.
Hey, Jess. Thanks for kicking me out of our room, bitch. What? What the hell is wrong?
Please tell me you got that.
I don't have one on the card.
You don't have another card?
No, no.
Are you shitting me? Get one off the truck.
All right. I'm going.
Damn it.
Careful, ladies. Hot points.
Jess drags the woman out of the house.
Let go of me. Where are you taking me?
We're gonna talk.
They pass a "this area closed" sign.
How do you think you're doing? Let go of me.
I don't know what drama is going on in your head, but leave me out of it.
The woman in the tiara checks around them.
Girl, I'm doing you a favor. More drama means more screen time. More screen time means more fans, more followers, more money.
We'll start that with someone else. Look, I'm not here to embarrass myself in front of the entire country. My daughter is watching.
It's too late for that. They're gonna tell whatever story they want with us. Tell me, have you turned your back to the camera yet?
She takes off her tiara with a serious look at Jess.
You're fucked. They can have you saying anything they want you to. Might as well own it.
Jess purses her lips looking away. She glances down at a handheld radio labeled Maya in the sand. Jess picks it up and brushes it off.
I better get this back to Maya.
Why? Let the help take care of it.
Jess gives her a stern look and holds up her gown as she struts off.
No one here needs you to be their mom. This isn't over!
She shakes her head, putting her tiara back on. The woman bends over, hiking up the bottom of her white gown and pulls her hidden cell phone from her garter. A dark figure approaches in the distance.
Angelo, it's your favorite client. Things are going well. My roommate is this pathetic single mom. It's like, have you seen the show? Anyone with kids gets cut by week two. Anyways, just thought I'd leave a message. Let's get lunch. Maybe I'll take you out to Nobu? I feel like sashimi.
The figure comes from behind wearing all black and a disco ball mirrored, skin-tight mask. They lift the tiara from her head and slit her throat with a knife. The woman drops her phone and falls to her knees as blood spurts over her white dress. She collapses, and the killer drags her limp body away through the sand. Later at breakfast in the house, Chloe adds two pieces of fruit to her plate from a buffet as Jess sits a huge muffin on her full plate.
Hey, have you seen Hannah? She never came back to our room last night.
Maybe she got her own room like she wanted. Lucky you.
We kind of got into it. I hope I wasn't too harsh on her.
Oh, whatever. You know she lives for the drama.
The redhead darts to the group as Lance enters with the film crew.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Ladies, I have some sad news.
He holds up a folded note.
Hannah has decided to leave the island for good. We found this note outside of our office door, and Hannah let us know that she had a family emergency and left first thing this morning. Now, don't let this get you down. We have a big day planned. It's our first group date. Are you ladies excited?
Madison stares disinterestedly, and Jess forces a smile. The crew steps out.
Can you believe this? It's so bizarre. I mean, she seemed to love the attention she was getting. Why would she leave?
Are you kidding? It's less competition. This is great.
The redhead smirks.
I hope Garrett's not upset. He seemed to like her.
Chloe shrugs. Now in the office, Nikki and Patrick look up as Bill enters.
What just happened? We have a contestant dramatically leaving on 9-1. We don't have any footage.
How did she even get off the compound? It's like 6 miles to the marina.
I mean, we got a supply run twice a day. She could have easily hopped on the truck this morning.
The next run is this afternoon. I can go check with the Teamsters.
Nobody talks to anybody about anything until we get to the bottom of this. We control the narrative. Understood? Keep an eye on social media. Nikki, we all ready for group date?
Yeah. It's gonna be a shit show.
That's what I want to hear. Keep your eyes open. Your mouth shut.
Patrick sighs down at his phone, and Nikki tears Hannah C's photo from a whiteboard featuring the cast and a map of the island. Later, outside on the lawn, the girls come out donning blue and red sports uniforms.
This looks exactly like the obstacle course from Paradise at Last, 2 seasons ago. The key is, keep moving, don't get bogged down by slower teammates.
Garrett's a terrible athlete. He's not gonna care who wins some stupid race.
Yeah, but how do you know?
Do you know that Garrett's family goes to the Met Gala every year? Isn't that a dream?
He told you that?
Yeah, last night.
Wait, what did you two talk about?
Oh, we didn't talk.
Neither did we.
Madison looks away with a satisfied grin. Garrett approaches wearing a striped shirt.
Hi, girls. Today's a really important day for me. Love is not something that you can take for granted. Love is something that you must pursue. I'm looking for a girl who will pursue me no matter what obstacle stands in her way.
That's right, ladies. Your task today is to hit a home run with Garrett. You will have to balance your way to first, hop to second, crawl to third, and slide into home to Garrett's heart. The first one across home plate gets a one-on-one date with Garrett and wins their team an extra group date tomorrow.
Show me what you got today. I want to see your guts.
And cut. All right, thanks, guys. And Maya's got you set up with a front row seat to the carnage.
Now, the guys sit off to the side.
So here you're from New York.
Yep.
Lived there a few years back in the 80s with my theater troupe. Way different back then. There's some pretty cool, pretty experimental stuff.
That's super interesting, Lance. Okay.
Garrett shoos away his makeup crew.
How long is this gonna take? Do I have to actually be here to watch this?
You don't care who wins the race?
Did you meet your wife because she was good at jumping over things? Who gives a shit?
Garrett sneers, shifting in his seat.
One, two, three, go!
A camera films as the women begin the course. One after the other, they spin in circles around a baseball bat. They balance across a low beam as the crew tosses water balloons at them. In slow motion, women stumble dizzily forward. Chloe walks in a squat, flailing her arms. Madison chomps her gum as she balances on the beam without issue. Maya tosses a water balloon and it bursts against the side of Madison's face. Jess tips off the balance beam with a smile. Now the women jump in brown potato sacks as they race to a finish line.
Oh, did you see that?
Lance watches enthusiastically, but his face falls when he turns and Garrett is gone from his seat. Off to the side, Garrett and Madison flirt and he kisses her hit cheek.
Oh, this is awful! What are you doing? I was only there for 31 hours. This is nothing.
Jess and Chloe Army crawl through mud as she looks up to see Garrett stroking Madison's cheek. The women race towards a huge orange banner.
The redhead races fiercely between Chloe and Jess to break through the orange banner that reads, "We Heart Garrett."
She tears the banner to shreds in celebration. She jumps into Garrett's arms, wrapping her muddy body around his.
You and me, baby!
Okay, and that's a cut. Wrap on the grip date. Great job, everybody. Garrett, Abigail, we'll see you in the lobby in an hour. Everybody else, you're on ice until tonight's breakup session, okay? Thank you. Maya, get me some coffee.
The red team jumps joyfully around Abigail.
Nice job, ladies. Better luck next time.
Lance pats Jess on the back as he pokes his head into the blue team's group. Later, Jess walks alone past some brush as she spots an older man with a wide-brimmed hat swinging a machete at some branches. He turns to her and she continues walking by as the producers come up behind her.
Jess! Hey, Jess, can we grab a quick OTF?
Look, I don't... It just is for on the fly. We want to get your thoughts, okay? Are we rolling?
Rolling.
Awesome. All right, so tell us how you're feeling.
Jess looks into the camera.
I'm sorry, you know, can we just cut?
Let's cut.
The camera shakes but keeps rolling on Jess.
What's wrong?
You know, this was a mistake. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Wait, Jess, you can't just leave.
Look, Hannah left.
Well, that was a mistake.
What I mean is, you can't just give up now. I mean, I know things might seem pointless, especially after a day like today, but I really do believe in this show. I've seen it change people's lives.
And also, once this episode airs, we'll be 3 episodes in, and America will be rooting for you.
No, it's true. Representation matters. Who you are, where you came from, your daughter. I mean, it's all gonna play. You just gotta hang tight. Trust the process.
What process? You know, I've been running around trying to keep my head above water. I've hardly even talked with Garrett.
Well, Garrett really likes you.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't have picked you to be here if he didn't.
I'll tell you what, we have a breakup session tonight. And if you're right, Garrett cuts you. No harm, right? You gotta go home, be with your daughter. But if he votes to keep you on the island,
that means something.
And plus, it's another week of appearance fees, and I know that those go a long way.
Yeah. Okay. So just trust the process.
Jess looks away from them, turning her mud-smeared face down as tears fill her eyes. She wipes a falling tear.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, great.
Awesome. All right. Can we roll on the OTF?
Yeah.
Great. All right. And go ahead, Jess. Tell us how you feel.
How am I feeling? I'm definitely frustrated to win the obstacle course today. But you know what? There's always tomorrow. I'm going to push through, get my time with Garrett, and show him why I'm worth it.
Later at the house.
It was magical. We rode horses on the beach. I told him all about my childhood trauma, my family, and I said that I could really see myself falling in love with him.
Aww.
Jess, can you come with me for a second?
Sure.
Patrick ushers Jess away from the group, gawking at Abigail for the cameras. He leads her into a private candle-lit room where Garrett waits behind a director's chair. A camera films them from a tripod as Patrick leaves.
Hey.
Hi.
So I just spoke with Patrick and Nikki, and they told me you weren't feeling so into this whole process.
No, I do. I am.
I totally just, understand.
She squints.
You do?
Between you and me, I also think this whole thing is bullshit.
Really?
Of course. After 25 seasons, how many Bos are actually still married? One? Come on, we all know why we're here.
Jess furrows her brow and glances at the camera.
Oh,
Don't worry, you're safe.
Look, it's not you. It's just there are so many girls and all these rules and hoops to jump through, and no one is themselves on camera.
Trust me, I totally understand. You don't know the half of it.
You would not believe how refreshing that is to hear. I mean, I was going crazy.
Well, you are not.
He places his hand on her shoulder.
Let's see this for what it is. It's a paid vacation. We'll have some fun. We'll eat the free food. We'll laugh at all the idiots who actually buy into this shit. What do you say?
He gazes into her eyes and she smiles reluctantly.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
This is hard, ladies. I wish I could keep you both here, but I have to choose one.
Now, Garrett faces Jess and Abigail as the cameras roll on them.
Abigail, I had such a good time on our date tonight. Hearing about your love for the show and seeing your competitive drive, truly inspiring. But I'm looking for the one. And right now, I don't think that's you. So, Jess, may I have this dance?
Yeah, of course.
She steps forward and Garrett spins her. He kisses her hand.
And cut. That's a wrap on Abigail, everybody.
I sit, Abigail.
Good old Dalton.
Like I had a choice. Where do these girls go once they're cut, anyways?
We'd take them to a holding wing, keep them sequestered from the rest of production.
Jesus. Sounds miserable.
Just until we wrap. Keep them around in case we need any more interviews or to make sure nothing leaks. Don't worry. You won't be seeing these girls ever again.
Hey, Garrett, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, anything for the boss.
Garrett follows Bill out past Abigail.
I am so sorry. I don't know what to say.
Abigail's face falls into anguish. Later, she sits up in bed surrounded by used tissues and snacks as she watches the previous season of Love at Last. On her TV.
Go away! I said leave me alone!
She throws a cookie at the door, then crumples to the bed. She lays down with her snacks and feeds herself with her fingers as the couple on TV kiss passionately. Her bedroom door opens to a dim red light and the killer dressed in black struts in. The kills climbs on top of her in bed and strangles her, holding her neck with their hands. Abigail grasps at the killer's chest and arms as she struggles. She pulls on a cord and an iron falls from the top of the headboard onto the bed. The killer grabs the iron and smashes Abigail's head with it, splattering the Love at Last title screen on the TV. The killer's mirrored mask soaks with blood. They leave the room, shutting the door with a "Do not disturb" tag on the knob. A series of shots show the cast of women and Garrett dancing with glow sticks and flashing party glasses as the spinning lights of a disco ball shine over them. Garrett runs playfully on a beach with one of the girls. A group of 9 women stand at attention for another breakup night. More party scenes show the girls dancing enthusiastically in slow motion. In the dining room, Jess and Garrett grab for the same apple and grin playfully at each other. Jess hands Garrett the apple, but he offers it back with a smile. She grins bashfully as he walks away. Now, 7 girls stand at attention for breakup night. At the dance party, Garrett bops his head to the beat. Outside, Chloe springs into Garrett's arms and he spins her around. Now 6 girls stand smiling softly at breakup night. Later by the pool, Garrett escorts 2 women all in white bathrobes through the pool area past Jess and Chloe. They lounge in pool chairs. Chloe sets her phone down as she watches them go by.
I'd kill for a spa date. I'd kill for a date, period.
Chloe picks her phone up intently.
Hey, have you used yours yet? Mine's been pretty useless.
Oh, I've just been taking photos to show Layla.
Oh, there we are.
What do you mean?
All the phones have location tracking on.
It's kind of fun, huh?
That's disturbing.
A camera appears.
Oh. Oh, hey, Jess. We're just doing a quick check-in while Garrett's on his group date. Can you ask Chloe how she's feeling about Garrett?
Sure.
Jess turns to face Chloe.
So, Chloe, how are you feeling about Garrett these days? I know it sounds crazy, but I could really see myself falling in love with him. Wow. I know.
Well, that's great, perfect. Chloe.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you. Thanks, girl. How about you? And hold for camera.
Okay. And
Nikki and the camera person shuffle around.
Go ahead, Jess. To be honest, I don't know.
I mean, we keep having these moments where I think there's a little chemistry, but I don't know what's real and what's manufactured at this point. And I've never been away from my daughter for this long before. I think that's been on my mind almost more than Garrett.
Nikki gives an irritated look.
You know, I'd like to call my daughter, please.
Well, you would need permission from Bill to do that, so we'll just keep rolling.
Well, where's Bill?
Jess sits up with a serious look.
He's busy at the moment, but I can pass a message along if you like.
Jess smirks passively and walks off. Nikki taps her earpiece, then speaks into a small radio mic.
On two.
Now, at the beach, Jess struts out onto the sand, her long braided hair blowing in the breeze. She plops down on the ground with welling tears in her eyes. She looks out at the ocean as her lip quivers, then she looks down to see something glimmering buried in the sand. She snatches a piece of Hannah C's tiara from the sand and turns it over in her hands. Jess looks side to side down the beach with a nervous expression. Later, in a lunch area outside behind crew box trucks, Jess carries a food box to a table with Chloe and Madison.
Hey, what's up? Where were you? Have you guys seen Abigail or anyone else who's been eliminated?
No, but I mean, that's kind of the point. They're gone, dead to us.
But they haven't left the island yet, have they?
No one except for that pageant psycho. They're all in holding.
What's holding?
It was in our contracts. Everyone has to stay on the island till the end of principal photography. So when you get eliminated, you go to holding.
Haven't you seen all the minions running around with their little plates of food?
I heard they're not allowed to have any books in there but a Bible.
Kind of sounds like a prison.
I mean, prisoners are getting more action than we are these days. Anyway, what's this about?
Jess glances around at the crew lunching at tables nearby.
I feel like there's something shady going on. Something they're not telling us about.
Like what?
Like how Hannah left the island when she was supposed to stay till the end of filming, and how people just disappear once they've been eliminated. I don't know, Jess. They've been running this show for a long time. Everyone seems fine. I think we just need to trust the process.
I don't trust anyone.
Okay, look, I don't have time for your bullshit. There's no conspiracy. It's just Garrett and us. And I suggest you focus on that so you don't disappear too.
Madison gets up from the table with a condescending stare. Jess turns to Chloe inquisitively.
Where's Holding?
Later, Jess hurries down some steps outside and ducks out of view from crew moving around a ledge above her. She runs onto the grounds and happens upon the man with the wide-brimmed hat again, swinging his machete to trim some branches. The man peers up at her and she turns hesitantly away. He continues swinging at the branch. Now, Jess approaches a small building and ducks behind a tree as a crew member comes out.
What's your 20?
She turns toward the entrance as Bill and Patrick come out, and Jess slides behind a bush.
So Bill, did you get a chance to watch that thing that I sent you at
time? Yeah, I haven't had the time.
Okay, well, I really think you appreciate this.
Kiddo, I'm gonna stop you right now.
I'm never gonna watch your
shorts. Shorts are stupid. They're boring.
Please stop asking. It's just embarrassing. Why are you even here? Shouldn't you be at the spa date?
Bill holds Patrick's shoulder.
Oh. Yeah, understood. Settle over there now, Bill.
Jess slips into the building and pokes her head around a doorway with a nameplate on the wall for KDN. She steps up to a door labeled Abigail and knocks.
Abigail? Abs, it's me, Jess.
Jess opens the door, slowly creeping into the room.
Abs? Abigail? Hello?
The bed lays empty, covered with a plastic sheet. As she scans over the room, Lance grabs her arm from behind.
That's supposed to be in here.
I was just, checking on Abigail. I wanted to make sure she was okay.
I'm afraid she's gone.
Sorry?
They just sent all the sequestered girls away this morning. They're on their way back to the mainland.
Seriously, that just now they left?
That's what they told me.
She scans him with a questioning gaze.
You better get back to the mansion. Just make sure nobody sees you.
Of course. Thanks, Lance.
Jess smiles politely and hurries away. Lance closes the bedroom door as the view lingers on the Love at Last branded nameplate for Abigail B. Outside, Jess rushes though the ground's tapping at her phone and holding it to her ear. She stops in her tracks when she notices the machete leaning against a tree, the man out of sight as Jess looks around. She runs away and steps into the pool area as she meets the gaze of three crew members playing cards at a table. Jess shifts her eyes nervously to Bill and Nikki on a balcony upstairs as they look down at her. She catches Maya's eye as she turns back to a conversation with Patrick. Jess moves slowly through the back patio past Garrett and Madison on a date, Madison stroking his hair. Elsewhere, the tide laps at the sandy shore and the sun sets on the horizon. Now, crew members move through the front of the estate around a central statue of a dancing woman. Inside, Jess pushes open her bedroom door to a dim red light coming from a table lamp. She steps slowly into the room unknowingly, as the view shows the mirrored masked killer waiting behind a corner.
Jess? They need you back down on set for a pickup interview. They said if you're too tired though, we can totally get it tomorrow. It's no problem. No worries. I'll come down.
Jess turns to Maya with a nervous look and steps out, closing her door.
Are you gonna direct this one?
Bill would kill me.
Hey, can I ask you something? Just between us?
Of course.
I feel like there's something going on that they're not telling us about.
Is this about Hannah?
Yes. And the girls that went to the spa date, they disappeared too.
There's not much I can tell you, but nobody knows what exactly is going on, and they told us to keep our mouths shut.
Well, what does that mean?
Maggie!
Bill comes around the corner with a furious expression.
What did I say about the firewood in the Lover's Lodge?
I'm going there now. They just need me to grab Jess for pickup.
Oh.
I'm good ahead to set. Talk to you soon, Maya.
Jess shoots her a reassuring look as she steps away.
Okay, it sounds to me like you know my show better than I do.
No, sir.
Good. That's good. Because there are 200 desperate NYU students that would take your job for half the pay in a second. We're one night away from the Lover's Lodge. It needs to be perfect.
Yes, sir.
Now, the view moves in on an arched wood doorway on a vine-covered wall. Bloody hands flail through a cracked door to the sauna. The gloved killer pushes the hands back in and closes the door tightly. They turn the temperature dial up and the thermometer reading increases over 220 degrees Fahrenheit. Outside, Maya dumps a stack of logs at the wood door.
Last looks at the Lover's Lodge.
Good. Call time is 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Copy that.
Maya balances on the door, panting as she turns back. A heart-shaped sign hangs under a lantern reading, Lover's Lodge. On the dark path, Maya peers up at the moon through the overhanging trees. She pulls at her mic.
Bill, go to two. Anyone? Hello? Fuck, does no one ever pick up their walkie? Anyone? Hello?
Maya starts walking at a brisk pace.
It's nothing. It's nothing. Go home.
She spins around and peers into the dark trees along the path.
Take a shower, get some sleep.
Maya jumps again, dropping her clipboard. She bends down to collect her papers as the killer appears behind her with the machete. The killer brings it down as the scene cuts to Lance slicing the air doing martial arts. Lance shifts his pose, barefoot on the grounds alone. He slowly rotates his arms around then slices at the air again. In the daytime at the house.
Why are we here? The breakup session isn't till tonight.
No idea.
Hello, ladies. You're looking beautiful this morning.
And really?
Lance sits down facing Jess, Chloe, and Madison.
You're probably wondering, where are the other girls? Where's the competition? Well, I've got some good news for you. Garrett has decided to eliminate all three girls from the spa date, which means you three are the final girls left on Love at Last.
Oh! And Jess,
Garrett wanted you to have this.
He hands her a sealed envelope.
Garrett, we'll see you tonight in the courtyard for a very special date.
Jess looks to the girls with a pinched brow as Chloe grins at her. Later, in Jess's room, she sits on her small bed holding the photo of Layla thoughtfully. Jess sets the frame down roughly over the envelope on her bed and gets up. Later, in Bill's office, he stares at a computer screen.
Come in.
Jess. Our matron saint. Please come on in, sit down. Can I get you a drink? If you're tired of rum, we have vodka.
No, thank you.
All right. What can I do for you?
I want to go home.
Really? You've made it so far.
I know. And I'm so grateful for everything the show has done and for all my time here, but I just...
You want to go home? See your family? Be with your daughter?
Yes.
Totally get it. I'm assuming you've discussed this with Garrett.
Well, no, actually.
I think he's going to be pretty upset to hear you're leaving. I mean, he's let us know he's very excited about your date tonight.
Did he say that?
Yeah. You're surprised.
And we've hardly even talked.
Jess, I think you're a smart enough girl to know not to conflate the quantity of time spent with a beau with the quality of time spent. I think you might be undervaluing the degree of the connection that you've made with Mr. Dalton.
Like, I just call it like I see it.
Like you see it, right. But that's not the way we see it. In a place like this, wouldn't you agree that we might see maybe just a little bit more than you do?
I'd call that an understatement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, I'm gonna show you something.
Jess glances away nervously.
I'm not supposed to show you.
Bill turns his laptop around playing a video.
There is this one girl, Jess. She's different. She's not into any of the shallow games here. I haven't talked to her that much, but I can't stop thinking about her. She's got this strength, this depth that none of the other girls here seem to have. I see the way she carries herself, even when she doesn't know I'm looking. You know, all the other girls are fixing their hair and their makeup, camera's about to roll, and Jess doesn't do that. She's helping them. She's focused on them, supporting them. She sees the world as something bigger than herself. And I just can't wait to get to know her better.
Jess's lips twitch in a momentary smile as she frowns at the laptop.
So you have every right to go home today, if that's what you want. But think of it this way. Has any man ever talked about you like that? Has Your ex-husband ever talked about you like that?
No. No, he didn't. Yeah.
Say what you want about this show. At the end of the day, we do connect people. And you've made it so far. Do you really want to miss out an opportunity to make a connection like this?
Jess shifts her eyes uncertainly. Later, Garrett rubs his temple as he lounges in a leopard print chair.
All right, nothing crazy. First-generation college student, little left of center. Parents are estranged, so family means like a lot to her.
Garrett snatches the file aggressively from Nikki.
Why must every single mom on these shows make their entire personality? I'm a mom.
Never heard her talk about a daughter once, honestly.
Where's the dad?
He's out of the picture.
How old's your kid?
7.
Oh, knocked up young, huh? Well, I can't wait to hear the whole story tonight. I'm crying already. Look, I have kept her around long enough for you two. Why? Why must I keep doing this song and dance?
Okay, settle down, Dalton. The network loves her. And you may not be seeing it, but we're actually getting good stuff.
They want to bring Hannah in for an after-show catfight.
Oh, please. I am so bored. Just let me leave this island.
Does that mean that you picked a winner?
Chloe. Madison. Whatever. Either way, we're going to go to the Bahamas. We're going to fuck for a week. We're going to break up on Instagram. And then we're going to go our separate ways. I don't care.
Love it. Last Nation cares. America cares.
Nikki sits down sneering at him.
All right, Garrett. When your mother came to us after the whole incident with the intern at Daddy's company, she only gave us one instruction. Make you look good. You want to look good, don't you?
What's more admirable than a man who's willing to give anyone a shot at love?
Or a man who's grateful there isn't footage airing of him acting like an asshole.
Fine. Tell me what I gotta do.
Later, in Jess's bedroom.
Someone's giddy.
I'm not giddy. I'm just excited.
Chloe glances at a sparkly red dress.
Have you picked a dress yet?
I saw what you did, and I can't, Chloe. It's too much.
What are you talking about?
This sexy number.
I found it in my suitcase, but I never packed it. I mean, when did you sneak it in?
Wish I would have picked this out. Bah, bah, boom.
Wait, you didn't put it in there?
No, it looks like someone else did. Here, there's a note.
Jess holds up the dress with a note stuck to it.
I didn't see this.
What? Who was it?
My idiot brother. I guess they ordered this when we found out the news. This is just too much. I can't.
Chloe gets up from the bed and sits by Jess.
Look. I know I'm technically your competition, but I am so happy for you. You deserve this.
Jess shakes her head and looks down.
Look, tonight is going to be one of those nights you remember for the rest of your life. I can feel it.
Now, the sun sets over the island coast. Outside, producers set up in the dark.
Okay. Yeah, that looks good. Okay, you ready, Garrett?
Garrett wears an earpiece and gives a thumbs up from the dinner table.
All right. Speeding. And action, Jess.
Jess steps out in her red dress as a spotlight hits her.
Holy shit.
Nikki and Patrick gawk up at her as she steps slowly down a set of stairs lined with string lights. Garrett meets her at the bottom of the stairs and takes her hands in his.
I've been waiting for this moment for such a long time.
Me too.
He ushers her to the dinner table set for two. Later, Garrett gazes at her intently as he speaks.
And then little Devin, he raises his hand and he says, Mr. Dalton, are you pulling my blockchain?
That is so sweet.
Yeah, they're fun. Oh, enough about me. Tell me about your daughter.
Layla.
Layla is 7 years old and I love her to death. But to be honest,
just like Cyrano.
She's headstrong, stubborn. She always gets what she wants.
She must get that from her mother.
She must get that from you.
I think you might be right.
Garrett's static grin falls and he looks around uncertainly. Nikki pulls her mic to her mouth.
Ask about her ex-husband.
I know divorce can be so hard on kids. That must have been very tough on her. And on you.
It wasn't easy.
If I can ask, what happened?
No, I've gone over it over and over again, and the only explanation I could come up with is that he just wasn't ready to be a dad. No, once Layla came, everything changed. We went from being a couple to being a family, and his role changed, and I don't think he could handle it. And something about fatherhood brought out his insecurities and shortcomings, and so he left.
Jess looks down tearfully.
I'm so sorry, Jess. I can't imagine that level of betrayal.
It definitely, you know, made it hard to get back out there. And I keep having this fear, you know, this gnawing, creeping fear that I'm depriving Layla of the father figure she needs, that I'm not enough for her.
Well.
Garrett extends his hand toward her over the table. Jess looks up at him questioningly and takes his hand.
I want you to know that I would be honored to be that man in Layla's life.
To the side, Patrick leans over to Nikki.
This is so fucking cruel.
Wait for it.
And I would be even more honored to be the man in your life.
Jess's shoulders shrug with her sigh as Garrett leans in over the table. Jess leans forward to meet his lips and they kiss. Jess sits back in her chair smiling.
Wow, I think that's the first kiss I've had in like 3 years.
Well, there's plenty more where that came from.
Garrett holds up his wine glass and Jess raises hers to match. They clink glasses and take a sip.
Hold. Hold.
And cut. That's a wrap on the date. Company moved to the breakup session and then on to Lover's Lodge. Let's boogie.
That's a wrap for the end of the day.
Everybody's see you soon.
Okay.
Garrett takes a big bite of his meal and downs his wine before leaving the table.
Have you seen Maya around?
Who?
Maya. Do you know what she's been up to?
I think Bill sent her to the mainland for his play run. But don't worry, she's not anybody you need to concern yourself with.
Jess furrows her brow as Nikki leaves her alone at the table. Later, in the house, the three women stand before Lance as he hosts the breakup segment.
Ladies, for two of you, tonight will be a very special night. If you are chosen, you will be one of Garrett's final picks, and you will have the opportunity to get to know your beau a little more intimately at the Lover's Lodge.
Jess smiles shyly at the floor.
However, for one of you, your journey must end here.
Lance steps aside for Garrett.
Garrett?
Garrett takes a step towards the women with a big sigh. Jess smiles so kindly at him.
All of you have touched me in very special ways.
Madison tilts her head sweetly.
Unfortunately, I'm not the one pulling the strings here. I can only choose two of you to move on with me.
Jess smiles and Garrett looks down to the floor in pause. He looks up, scanning the women dramatically.
Madison.
She smiles proudly.
Madison, may I have this dance?
Definitely.
Jess and Chloe hold hands.
Chloe, no matter what happens, I love you and I want the best for you.
Madison steps forward off the short platform and Garrett spins her once, then kisses her hand. She steps aside as he fixes his suit jacket. The girls squeeze hands as Garrett looks between them.
Chloe.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Chloe, may I have this dance?
1,000 times, yes.
Jess's expression shrinks into a disappointed, forced smile as Chloe steps off the platform. Garrett spins her as she grins lovingly at him.
Jess,
Jess runs from the set, holding up the front of her dress as she shimmies away. Through a camera lens, Jess runs from the production crew and down the stairs. Another camera comes around the corner.
Leave me alone!
Stay on her!
She slips into an interview room with a camera set up on a short tripod and leans against the wall. She slides to the floor, hugging her knees.
Leave me alone! I don't want to talk anymore.
Patrick opens the door.
I know. But maybe there's someone you do want to talk to.
Seriously?
10 minutes.
He hands her personal cell phone and she takes it. Jess pats her hair and dabs the tears from her eyes, then taps on the phone holding it before her. Jess blinks away the tears and practices a smile.
Sis!
Yo! What time is it over there? Hey, see you got my present.
Gabe, you asshole. How much did this dress cost?
Well, we all chipped in a little bit.
You gotta make us look good on TV. Hey, Layla, come here, say hi to your mom.
Mommy!
Layla takes the phone from Gabe.
Are you inside the TV? Yeah, sweetie.
I'm inside the TV.
Will they ever let you out?
Yes, I promise. In fact, I'm actually getting out tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Jess wipes a tear away.
I love you so much, and I cannot wait to see you, Anaku.
I miss you too.
Layla hands the phone back to Gabe.
Dude, we are a mess without you.
I'm apparently cutting the sandwiches wrong, and my
bedtime stories are stupid.
Come home soon. Layla misses her mom.
I will. Okay, soon.
You okay, sis?
The door opens next to Jess and Nikki steps in, looking down at her furiously.
I gotta go now, okay? I love you so much.
I love you too.
Jess hangs up. As they leave the room, Nikki snatches her phone away.
Shouldn't have done that. Feel free to send me home. Watch it, Jess. Worst things have happened to contestants who didn't follow the rules.
Nikki stares her down, then struts off down the hall. Jess looks thoughtfully after her, then follows. They round the corner together as Garrett comes out of another room.
Oh, shit.
He looks awkwardly away from Jess and scratches his head.
Everything you told me, everything you said on camera.
I thought we both agreed this whole thing is bullshit.
Yeah, Ben, but I mean, things changed, right?
Oh, sweetie.
Nikki gives her a condescending cringe and steps out, leaving them alone together.
Look, we set the ground rules, okay? I mean, if you got caught up in the candles and champagne and chandeliers, that's on you. I'm glad we had our fun. You never know when your time's up, right?
He pats her on the arm and takes off around the corner. She looks back at him incredulously and sighs. Later in Jess's room, Nikki bursts in.
All right, Jess, come on. Let's get you to holding.
Jess struts by Nikki trailing her suitcase.
Nikki? What? You're really good at your job. I hope it makes you happy. And I'm not going anywhere with you.
Nikki rolls her eyes and speaks into her mic.
Yeah, she's on the move.
Now, on set, Lance faces the cameras and crew.
Tonight is a very special night. As our contestants get to spend some quality time with their beau at Love at Last's own cabin in the woods, the Lover's Lodge. This is the chance for our contestants to show their connection with the beau a little more intimately. No cameras, no crew, just our beau and his lucky lady in complete privacy. Here's to a night Garrett and Chloe will never forget.
Elsewhere, Garrett and Chloe enter the Lover's Lodge together. Garrett closes the arched wood door behind them as the view lingers over to the heart-shaped sign. Elsewhere, Jess sits outside on a bench in her dress.
Hey.
Madison steps over to her in the dark.
Can I talk to you?
Jess sighs, still in her red dress from the date.
I thought the shuttle was coming in the morning.
I have nowhere else to go.
Madison hugs her bare arms in the mist of the night.
Look, I wanted to apologize. I'm sorry. I'm not usually this person.
I get it. We're all here to put on a show.
Actually, no, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Madison sits down on the bench next to her, and Jess shifts uncomfortably.
I haven't been honest about why I'm actually here.
What do you mean?
Look, I think I can trust you. It's the only reason I'm telling you this. And I need your help.
Well, what is it?
So, Garrett and I went to college together. But our paths never crossed.
Jess raises her eyebrows.
And?
Madison peels off her brown wig to reveal short, dyed blonde hair beneath it.
This wig seems to be working. So he doesn't know. Anyway, my senior year in college, he became obsessed with my best friend. They met at a party, and she rejected him. And of course, he couldn't take no for an answer. So he followed her back to our apartment, and he...
Madison looks away.
My God, Madison. It ruined her. And his family has access to everything, so they buried the story. They discredited her, she had to drop out of school. And of course, nothing happened to him.
That's awful. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. For everything that I have said to you and done to you, I'm just trying to get closer to Garrett.
To do what, though?
I'm gonna win his heart and ruin him on national television. So far, everything has gone as planned. Except tonight, I thought I was going first.
A thoughtful look dawns on Jess's face.
Chloe. Right now, she's alone in that cabin with him.
Let's go.
They run towards the screams. Now, at the Lover's Lodge.
Oh my God. Garrett, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, it took me forever to set it up. But I have waited so long for this.
I hope it was worth it.
It will be.
He kisses her softly on the lips.
If you can do something for me.
Okay.
I have a special surprise for you.
Okay. Okay.
Chloe sits down on a sofa, and Garrett ties a blindfold over her eyes. He takes her hands and hands her the end of a red ribbon.
Oh. I will be at the other end of this ribbon, and you will come find me.
Garrett steps away slowly as he unravels the ribbon, wrapping it around the coffee table. Chloe shifts the ribbon slowly through her fingers as Garrett comes around and leans over her.
No peeking.
He steps behind a curtain as Chloe follows the ribbon trail. Her short pink dress sparkles in the candlelight as she steps around the coffee table. Her red heels sink into the carpet as she moves slowly toward the window. Outside, Jess and Madison race along the candle-lit path to the lodge. In the lodge, as Chloe steps through the window door to the balcony, the masked killer creeps through the room inside. Outside, Jess bangs on the arched doorway. Inside, Chloe reaches the hot tub where Garrett waits. She reaches down to the water.
I think I might be a little overdressed.
Chloe takes off her pink dress. Jess and Madison step into the lodge.
Garrett. Okay, I'm in the water now. You got me. Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Chloe!
Chloe peels off her blindfold to find Garrett's neck bubbling over with blood, his head floating beside them in the pool. Later with Nikki and Patrick.
Wish I could lose 8 pounds that fast.
You two didn't see anyone coming out of the cabin.
No, we went straight to Chloe. She was in shock.
Like we said, we heard screaming, we ran over, and when we got there, we found Marie Antoinette in the hot tub.
Why do you look different? Never mind. Thank you both so much. Please, let me know if there's anything I can do for you.
Oh, where's Chloe, by the way?
And what about the cops?
Just sit tight. They're on their way from the mainland.
How do you know? Have you talked to them?
Just sit tight.
Bill gives them a vacant smile and walks off. He approaches Nikki and Patrick as they sip their coffees.
Hey, guys. So, do you know, when's the wrap party?
What?
We haven't wrapped.
No. So why the fuck aren't we shooting? Seriously, how many hours of bullshit footage do we have of ambulances pulling in and out? Nothing's happening. Something is actually happening right now. Grab some cameras.
Bill, you know we can't do that. The crew's never gonna...
I've already arranged for the crew to be on the first shuttle out of here. I'm not fucking with them. They're a union. But you guys are staying here with me.
You can't be serious.
You want to be an executive producer? Either one of you? Prove it. I'm calling the network, I'm calling the insurance company. You guys, grab some footage, get the crew out of here, keep the girls quiet.
Oh, fuck, the girls. What are we gonna do with them?
I just told you what to do. Get some footage. Girls aren't going anywhere.
Nikki and Patrick bump together as they head in different directions.
Fuck me. Move, sorry. Patrick.
Inside with Chloe.
I wanna go home.
I know. We're almost there, sweetie, it's okay.
Seriously?
They look up to see Nikki filming.
The fuck do you think you're doing?
Hey, you signed a contract. So until you leave the island, we have a right to keep filming,
What's
okay?
wrong with you? Like, someone has died.
She clearly needs medical attention. What the hell are we waiting for?
We're working on it. As soon as the boat gets back, after dropping off the crew, we'll all be on the next one out.
Wait, the next one? Are you kidding me?
Nikki looks nervously between them.
Look, it's not my call. Bill's keeping us on the island until we can figure it out, okay? Just hang tight.
Nikki struts away with the camera.
Wow.
The women sit together in the entry hall.
Garrett wasn't the only one.
Chloe and Madison look up curiously.
What do you mean?
Hannah, Abigail, Maya. All these girls disappeared without a trace, and no one has said anything. There's a killer on this island, and they're still with us.
Madison furrows her brow thoughtfully.
I want to go home.
We're gonna get you home.
An overhead view shows the shuttle at sea. Outside, the women approach Patrick.
Patrick, please. Put Chloe on the crew shuttle. She needs to see a doctor.
Keep your voice down.
Patrick?
She just witnessed a decapitation on your watch. When we get home and we start the circus of interviews, how do you want to come off?
His eyes shift thoughtfully.
Okay, but if Bill asks, no one saw anything. Do you understand?
Thank you. Okay, you're almost home. We're going to call you as soon as we get back, okay?
Thank you, guys, for everything.
We will see you on the other side.
The crew gathers outside and Bill enters.
Is this everyone?
Yeah. What's going on?
Just having a safety meeting.
It's a little late for that, don't you think?
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hi. If I could have your attention, come on a little closer. I know that the season's been cut short, but I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to thank each and every one of you. If we didn't have a crew, we wouldn't have a show. So, Nikki?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that we're going through an awful lot right now, but it wouldn't be love at last without champagne. So, everybody grab a glass and raise a toast to you, to the crew, to the backbone of love at last, and to the memory of Garrett Dalton. Anyway, cheers.
Give me that.
Chloe grabs a glass and chugs it.
Okay.
We got the good stuff in the back.
Bill swiftly exits the meeting.
Oh my god, what's happening?
The crew start dropping their glasses and fall to the ground vomiting blood.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is going on?
Do something!
What am I supposed to do?
Where's Bill?
The vomiting crew writhe and go limp on the ground.
Champagne! It's the champagne!
Chloe falls to her knees gagging. She collapses unconscious with bloody vomit over her mouth and face. The dead crew lay across the lawn in pools of blood. Inside, Patrick holds a phone.
Okay, we need a boat. We need a plane. Hello?
We need to get the fuck out of here.
Hello?
Look, can we get our phone back? I could at least try something on mine.
What? Yeah, of course. They're just over in holding.
No one leaves this room.
Bill!
No one leaves this room. We stay here together, we keep our hands where we can see them, and then when the rescue boat arrives, we leave together. Got it?
Fuck this.
Madison snatches Patrick's phone and struts out of the room past Bill as she holds the phone up for a signal. Outside on a cliff edge by the beach, hello? Madison holds the phone.
Hello, can you hear me? Madison!
Jess steps into view.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry I left like that. I just couldn't stand around knowing that someone in there...
I know.
Madison continues holding the phone up.
I can't shake the question why. Chloe's dead. The crew's dead. Garrett is dead. I mean, who else has a reason to kill anyone here?
What are you saying?
Look, I want to trust you, Madison. But I need to know.
You need to know what? There's nothing left to say.
Madison looks down at the phone and holds it to her ear.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me? We need help! We're on Oxley Island! What the?
Jess follows Madison's gaze to a camera on a tripod. The killer holds a cloth over Jess's mouth.
Stop! No! Fuck! Hello?
The killer approaches Madison and she flails on the edge of the cliff. Now, in the house, a camera flashes a red light and zooms in on Jess as she rouses awake. Jess opens her eyes, and they widen fearfully as she sees Patrick in all black behind the camera.
Rolling.
He grins at her, and she struggles in her seat.
I'm dying, you asshole!
Congratulations, Jess Rose. You are the final girl in the historic 25th season of Love at Last. How does it feel?
Patrick, all those people.
Oh, you don't even know. Let me get you caught up to speed.
Patrick clicks a button on the camera and a video plays on the monitor next to it.
Yeah.
It plays footage of the blonde woman with the scissors impaled in her ear. Now, the monitor plays Hannah C. struggling to breath after her throat was sliced open.
Jess?
Now the killer strangles Abigail. Now, he waits around the corner for Jess. Bloody hands flail from the sauna door. Chloe looks fearfully at Garrett's decapitated body, and the crew drop to the ground in their vomit.
Enjoy the grand finale.
Jess turns from the monitor to watch him with a fearful expression.
Why? Why would you...
10 years in this godforsaken industry? I mean, 10 miserable years? Do you think that I ever wanted to work in reality TV?
You're a monster.
Well, at least now I get to be my own executive producer. I just had to, you know, switch up the genre. It's really not that different when you think about it.
Let me go. Please. I never wanted to be here. I just want to be home. I have a daughter.
I know. That's what made you so interesting. I was rooting for you the whole time. You're not like all these other girls, Jess. Which is why I'm gonna give you the choice.
Patrick pulls on the mirrored mask and leans over her.
How you die.
Jess winces and looks to a silver tray beside her with knives, scissors, and an electric screwdriver.
That's an interesting choice.
I respect it.
She shrinks back and tugs at her rope-tied wrists. Lance enters.
Hey! Where is everybody? Nobody came to get me!
Jess saws through with the tiara and punches Patrick across the face.
Lance!
He tries to stand and Lance thumps him hard with his fist.
I can't believe those bastards forgot about me! I have been the face of this franchise from season one, and everybody leaves without me?
I'm so glad you didn't leave.
Okay. Let's get out of here.
Patrick comes up behind Lance with a half-torn mask, and Lance falls to the floor. Jess runs from the room as Patrick grabs the machete.
Jess! We haven't wrapped yet.
Jess hurries through a hallway lined with storage, props, and boxes.
What the fuck?
She runs by dead, bloody bodies on the floor. Three dead women lay to the side in white robes stained with blood. Jess races through the hall as Patrick struts through the storage corridor, swiping the machete on the ground. Outside, Jess runs up to Nikki laying on the ground, her dead eyes staring into a flashing red light. Her radio lays inches from her outstretched hand. Inside, Jess finds Bill crushed by a chandelier. His intestines hang out the side of his lifeless body as blood bubbles up from his open stomach cavity.
Jess?
Patrick pauses in the hall, looking through his torn mask.
We're not finished!
Patrick enters the main hall where the disco ball still spins in the candlelight. A camera records from a tripod in the corner.
I was wrong. You're all the same. All you girls are the same. You're just actors. Pathetic, predictable actors.
Patrick strolls around the room, swinging his machete casually.
Come to this island, pretending it's for love, but let's just cut the bullshit!
Bullshit!
You just want to be famous. I'm just helping you get what you want! I mean, think about it. What's more famous than a young, beautiful, dead girl?
A spotlight comes on behind him and he whips around. Jess jumps, slashes down on him with a bat. He gets to his feet and backhands her across the face, dropping her to the floor. Jess stands and swings the bat hard into Patrick's head. She throws the bat down next to his limp body as she looks up at the camera. She clicks a button and the red light goes out. Behind her, Patrick gets to his feet. She turns just as he charges at her and she stabs him in the chest with the feet of the tripod.
Careful, Patrick. Hot points.
She digs it in deeper as blood spills out of the wound. Outside the mansion, red and blue lights flash across the building and statue of the dancing lady.
Jess!
Lance!
Lance and Jess come out of the building and she runs to him.
You know what? This is definitely the most dramatic season ever.
Oh, Lance, I think I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, me too.
They limp toward the flashing lights together, Lance still with a knife in his back. Later, Jess hugs Layla at a picnic as Gabe takes their picture. The family grin widely in laughter as they look at Gabe's phone. Layla hops on Jess's back and she spins her around joyfully. They hug again as Gabe snaps more photos. The girls smile brightly as Jess carries Layla on her back. Now, at the mansion, two men in black suits approach the building through the pool area. The first guy tips his sunglasses down, looking into the pool.
It's like a ghost down here.
Team did their job. Can't complain.
The second guy swipes the ground with his fingers and rubs them together. They move inside where a third suited man stares casually out a tall window.
That's everything?
Every gigabyte. What about the girl?
We threw so many lawyers down her throat. She even threatens to break her NDA. We'll sue her into oblivion.
Well, then I guess that's everything.
Good. Let's get out of here. I hate coming to set.
You hungry?
I know a great fish taco place on the mainland, though.
Good. I want to pitch you some ideas.
The view moves back from the tall window, showing furnishings covered in white tarps. Credits appear, starring Jess, Christina Masterson, Nikki, Brittany Martinez Underwood, Madison, Brittany Sarpy, Patrick, Robert Adamson, Lance Mulvey, Brian McGovern, Bill, Roger Howarth, Garrett, Robert Palmer Watkins, Chloe, Carrie Wampler, featuring Hannah, Kyla Nova, Maya, Sarah Nicole Robles, Abigail, Taylor Foster, Katie, Savannah Gann, Layla, Malia Emma, Gabe, Mark Fajardo, Derek, Suit A, Josh Server, Rick, Suit B, Alonzo B. Slater, First Assistant Director Theon Lee, Second Assistant Director Olivia Lara, Extras Casting by Prime Casting, Legal Services by Kevin Koloff, Catering by Food Perfected, First Assistant Camera Brandon Ellingwood, Second Assistant Camera Dimitri Agnos, Brandon Cox, Sebastian Guerra, Stills Photographer Nick Rufo. White text appears over a gradient of colors. Logo, Tubi Originals.